The suggestion was that we speak about the subject of crisis and handling crises. We've spoken many times before here about the subject of ordeals. Crisis is really just an acute, intense form of an ordeal. And as we've said here many times before, life is just one long set of ordeals. Crises are just where the ordeals become sharp enough for you to be aware that something critical is happening, a critical ordeal. Which means that to really understand the subject, one has to understand a lot of the things we've discussed many times under the heading of ordeals, and I'm not going to go through again here now, for many of you have been here before, the basic issues involved in the Jewish view of ordeals in general. Let's try and discuss some of the things that are more specific to the crisis idea, but really you cannot fully approach this issue without a solid Jewish approach to the question of ordeals in general. First crisis in my voice. It's a long ordeal with acute crisis. So you are referred to the recordings of the discussions we've had, and they are labeled appropriately. You'll see, I think they're called ordeals and life, and it's ordeals, types like that, and you can research the general Jewish attitude to the concept of why life is full of ordeals and why the growth experience in life comes only through ordeal type experiences. Secondly, we can't really discuss everybody's particular crisis or ordeal, because specific advice for particular crises needs a personal hand, a personal touch, and people have to work out their own pathway through their own ordeals and crises, or perhaps get somebody independent, that whom one can relate to, perhaps for some objective outside assistance in those situations. But let's try to feel out together some of the general issues, and I'll try to, perhaps instead of discussing the more mystical aspect this evening, discuss more some of the more practical sides and try and illustrate them for you with perhaps stories of people who have managed to survive crises and better still prevent them, and see what we can learn perhaps from some of these ideas and some of these stories. The way to begin the discussion for sure is to begin not in crisis, but to begin with the subject of how to prevent crises. Crisis management, it would be misleading to discuss the subject of how to handle a crisis once you're already embedded in an intense situation out of which there seems to be no recourse, no way out of it. Yes, if you are responsible for having gotten yourself into that crisis when you shouldn't have. There's no question that the common sense, never mind the Jewish approach, the common sense approach to difficulty is to prevent them. There's no question about it. You may not be able to. There are some crises that one cannot prevent that come from the outside, and there are those crises that you should have prevented but didn't, and you have to handle them anyway, even though you shouldn't have been there. But there's no question that the way to begin the discussion is what is the Jewish approach to how to duck and dodge those critical issues in life, so that you very seldom, only the absolute minimum number of times in your life, ever find yourself engaged in a real crisis. And there are many steps and issues involved in preventing crisis. Preventing ordeals you never have. The very idea of trying to prevent a crisis is an ordeal. That means it's a lifetime ordeal how to steer yourself in such a way. In fact, the Bala Musa say, this is an idea, and ordeals in general, they all explain that the most important message that you could get